Were serial killers born to be wrong or to be bad? Is there a way to know? Or do we make the serial killers because of the way they grew up or because of society? Is there always a simple answer when it comes to being good or bad, wrong or right? Or is there a grey area that we simply ignore? Do you have a mind of a bad person? Were you born to be wrong or to be bad? Do you have a mind of a killer? Welcome to Nature or Nurture. Today we'll be talking about three serial killers, Ted Bundy, Harold Shipman, and Jeffrey Dahmer. We want to know if they were born this way or they became evil. At the end of the podcast, we will come to conclusions on our three serial killers, Nature or Nurture. First up, we have Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy was born on the 24th of November 1946 in Vermont, America. His mother's name was Eleanor Louise Cowell. Ted's father is unknown. Some people speculate that his father is his grandfather, or an army veteran, or a guy named Jack Worthington. He was an illegitimate child. His family was deeply religious, so being born out of wedlock was very shameful. He was betrayed as an adopted son to his grandparents to hide the fact that he was born out of wedlock. His mother married Johnny Bundy and moved to Washington when he was young. From the outside, he grew up in a normal working family, but from an early age, he showed interest in knives. So was he born evil? As a teen, the dark side came out even more. He was a bright child, but he said he liked to watch people and what they did and play with knives. He graduated from the University of Washington with a degree in psychology, and he was offered a place in a law school, but he never got his degree. While in the University of Washington, he fell in love with a woman. She had everything: money, class, influence, and beauty. When they broke up, he took it awfully hard. His victims would resemble the college girlfriend he once had. In the 70s, he became notably confident and seemed like a normal man working in politics. But in the 70s, he became a murderer. He killed 36 people and confessed to all of them later in his trials, but experts believe that it was close to 100 people. He was caught in 1974. One of his victims escaped, and he was sent to prison. He escaped from prison twice. He went to court for killing women, but escaped multiple times. But he was finally caught and did more trials, but he was painted as a celebrity to America because of his intelligence and good looks. He was portrayed as the innocent. The trials went on until 1989. But on the 24th of January 1989, he was sentenced to death by an electric chair. One of his famous quotes was, "I don't feel guilty for anything. I feel sorry for people who do feel guilty." He was killed by an electric chair. If you want to get further details on Ted Bundy, you can watch Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile, that stars Lily Collins and Zac Efron. Or you can read The Phantom Prince, My Life with Ted Bundy, which was written by one of Ted Bundy's longtime girlfriends. I got most of my resources from these sources. Now for the question whether it was nature or nurture. Ted Bundy was messed up in the head from birth. He had a normal childhood and got a good education. He was extremely bright and good looking. So what was wrong with him? I think not having his father and not getting along with his stepfather would have fueled his craziness inside him. But the final verdict would be it was nature. He was born to be evil. In the year 2000, Harold Shipman, or Dr. Death, was found guilty of killing 215 plus victims. He was a British medical doctor. He was born on the 14th of January 1946 into a middle class family. He was the closest to his mother, but in 1963 she died after being diagnosed with terminal lung cancer. He became fascinated with morphine, and after her death he was determined to go to medical school. He went to Leeds Medical School. At the age of 19, he met his future wife. They got married when she was 17 and 5 months pregnant. In 1974, he joined a medical practice in Yorkshire. He became addicted to medical drugs. He forged prescriptions for himself, but the amount of medical drugs got bigger that he prescribed himself. The doctors were worried about him. He was sent to a drug rehab centre, but was let go and given a small fine. A few years later, Shipman was accepted onto the staff of Donnybrook Medical Centre in Hyde. He was made out to be a hard-working doctor who was trusted by staff and patients. Here he committed most of his killings. The first person to notice was the undertaker. He began to ask questions about the unusually high number of deaths signed off by Dr. Death. Then his colleague was also concerned and called the police. But all they had was death certificates that were right, so the police ignored it. No one knows how many he killed, but his killing spree came to an end because of Angela Woodruff, a daughter of one of his victims. Her mother was a pensioner found dead in her home just 3 hours later after Mr. Shipman visited her. He said he didn't kill her, but a post-mortem was carried out and they found she died of an overdose of morphine exactly 3 hours after Mr. Shipman came. Shipman always told those who died to cremate their relatives because there was no need to investigate further. He went on trials for the murders. He changed the death certificates and the medical records, but on the computer there was a timestamp, so that's how he was caught by the police. The trial started in 1998. He found out most of his deaths were caused by morphine, which Shipman was fascinated since he was a kid. He was found guilty of 15 counts of murders and one forgery on the afternoon of January 31st, 2000. He was sentenced to life in prison. After the trials, they said he was addicted to killing. No one knows how many died at his hands. He became a high-profile case and maintained his innocence with the help of his family. On January 13, 2004, Shipman was discovered hanging in his prison cell in Wakefield, and he died. If you want to find out more about him, you can look at my resources, BBC's documentary, The Shipman Files, A Very British Crime Story, or you can look on True Crime Story, Mr. Death, Britain's Biggest Serial Killer, that's on YouTube. Now for the question, nature or nurture? He grew up a normal life and had a good education and a happy marriage. I think with the catalyst of his mother's death when he was a teenager, he was evil from the start. So the final verdict is nature. Now.
Next up is Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer was an American serial killer who took the lives of 17 innocent males between 1978 and 1991. Over the course of more than 13 years, Dahmer sought out men, mostly African American, at gay bars, malls, bus stops, and lured them home with promises of money or sex. He gave them alcohol laced with drugs before strangling them to death. He would then engage in sex acts with their corpses before dismembering them and disposing of them, often keeping their skulls or genitals as souvenirs. He frequently took photos of his victims at various stages of the murder process so he could recollect each act afterward and relive the experience. On the 28th of November 1994, Dahmer was beaten to death by Christopher Scabber, a fellow inmate at Columbia Correctional Institution. Dahmer was charged with first-degree murder, child molestation, indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, and public intoxication. There were many signs that Jeffrey was an evil child. The monster killed and dismembered 17 innocent teenage boys and young men from 1978 to 1991. As a young boy, he would capture animals and torture them until beaten to death. The final conclusion is that Dahmer is nurture, due to the acts he carried out as a child. If you would like to know more information on Jeffrey Dahmer, you can go to the link on BBC Films. That is the end of our podcast. This has been another episode of Nature versus Nurture. We have looked at Ted Bundy, Harold Shipman, and Jeffrey Dahmer. Please let us know what serial killers we should do next week. But for now, are we all evil or are we made evil? Do we all have evil inside of us, or do you have a mind of a killer?